Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hey there once again. Thanks for joining us here on Talking Golf Getaways. On Golf News Net, I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the seaside golf capital of the world. Darren Bunch out there in the land of many golf courses, California. Darren, we had Robert Kaufman, our guest, on for an earlier podcast talking about a great event that he's putting together, Hell to Heaven, and now we got him for an emergency nine, and I am really looking forward to this.
Oh, this should be fun. I've known Robert for a long time, as we mentioned before, and I'm sure we're going to get some lively answers and have a little lively discussion here in this Emergency 9 as we dive into Robert Kaufman's golfing soul.
You bet your niblick, man. Glad you found us at golfnewsnet.com, on iTunes Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all kinds of places. Darren, you can find on social media, at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both, at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E. Darren, before we get to Robert's Emergency 9, we're going to mention again our great partner, 2Under, Athletic Performance Underwear. And what a treat it is to have all the good folks at 2Under with us. As I said on Robert's earlier podcast, I had a chance to join them at the PGA show in Orlando, and just blown away by the product, by the interest, by the explosion of people finally getting the fact that we men are entitled to the greatness that is 2Under. Creative, different designs, different fabrics. I can't even begin to tell you, based on my own experience, how great this stuff is. 2Under underwear, as I've told you, and I've started to tell other people, it literally has changed my life. I don't know how else to put it.
Do you really want to use the word explosion when we're talking about underwear?
Well, see, only you would go there. I was talking about explosion of interest, explosion of sales. You, on the other hand, go to your dark place. Let's stay away from there, shall we?
All right. Well, all 2Under styles, and when we say 2Under, it's the number 2 and then UNDR. All 2Under styles feature 2Under's proprietary Joey Pouch technology, hashtag asset management. A uniquely comfortable, supportive environment for our most valuable assets. Great fabrics designed to provide maximum comfort and confidence, and they come in a huge variety of designs and colors.
And that's the thing that I was really struck by, is this is a team that isn't just interested in selling underwear. That is really an understatement. There's a lot of care and time that went into actually designing 2Under, and it addresses every possible complaint that you or I or any man you know has ever had about underwear. We're going to get into it a lot more as we go along in these podcasts, but like I said, all I can say, it was life-changing for me. Golfers, motocross guys, basketball players, football players, they have a huge variety of extreme sport personalities that all wear 2Under, and that should tell you something. So Darren, a lot of places you can find 2Under.
Oh, you can find it everywhere. 2Under.com, that's 2UNDR.com, or on all the social media. 2Under on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And you really get a great idea if you go to any of those places of what they're about. Here's another thing that I think is a great way to find out. I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say find out that 2Under is really just this amazing thing that you want to have in your life every day. Go to their website, 2Under.com, and when you go there, use the promo code GNN20. That's the letters GNN, like Golf News Net 20, and you will get 20% off the normal retail price. And that's for 2Under underwear. They have amazing t-shirts, the most comfortable thing I've ever put on. They have socks. This is, as I said, loungewear. There's all kinds of great products that are becoming available. GNN20, and you'll get 20% off, Darren. I'm telling you, you can't live without this. Yesterday, today, or tomorrow. All right, let us get to It's a good name for a movie. Let's get to Robert Kaufman. Darren, you've known him for a long time, an old Fairways and Greens friend, and I've started to get an idea of how unusual a guy Robert is.
Oh, and he's a triple threat. He's the writer. He's the photographer. He's a public relations guy. His latest thing he's working on, as we mentioned, is the Hell to Heaven Challenge, which is an extraordinary event coming up in June where you play golf in Death Valley and in Mammoth here in California in the same day on the longest day of the year. It sounds like an epic event. And one thing we didn't mention on the earlier one is I would just think that the motor coach ride for the handful of hours to go from Death Valley up to Mammoth would be an epic time too, of just fun and frivolity and probably a little bit of drinking and whatever else you could possibly imagine.
Well, I would say that's probably a good reasonable assumption, because that's the first thing you and I both thought of. You can find Robert on Twitter, at California_golf, or on Instagram, at PictureParfect, P-A-R-F-E-C-T. Get the golf connection? Pretty smart of Robert. Robert, we're glad to have had you on an earlier podcast, and now we're going to dig deep into the golfing soul of Robert Kaufman. Welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways.
Well, thanks, guys. Boy, you got me all excited listening to that promo for Two Under.
Robert, I am looking you straight in the eye across thousands of miles and technology and telling you this stuff is ridiculously monstrous.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to get a pair. For those lonely nights here in my man cave office here.
All right. Well, that's what you do with your personal time is your business. I'm talking about being out in the world here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could. Enough said.
Ridiculously monstrous is a phrase I want to use with my underwear, Mitch.
Good.
Let's jump into the emergency nine and see what we can do here. Robert, your first question is, what is your favorite course and or destination anywhere in the world? And before you answer, we should mention again on this one that you have been to all 50 states. You've been to 5 continents. We talked a little bit about them on the previous podcast. So of everywhere you've been, what's the one place you love the most?
Well, it's the first question every golf writer gets asked, right, Darren?
Exactly. That's why we made it this one.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to pick one. It's always a toss-up with me between two. And one is next to the Atlantic, and the other is right here on the Pacific. The Atlantic, Royal County Down. And nice. right here on the Pacific, Cypress Point, to no one's surprise. I mean, you know, sometimes these courses, as we all know in this business, they get so much hype and so talked about, and all the history behind them. And, you know, they just kind of build up your expectations even before you get there, if you have the chance to play any of these courses. Neither of these disappoint. I mean, these two courses are unbelievable. And I've had the good fortune to play both of them multiple times.
And yet, they are completely different courses. I mean, obviously, I've played both of these. You've played both of these. Mitch, have you played Royal County Down or Cypress Point?
Have not.
Neither?
I just dropped my mic. This is like the people that you see on Facebook that say, I am proud to have never watched the Game of Thrones.
They are very, very, very different golf courses, Robert, because Royal County Down is, I was explaining it to someone the other day, is a lot of blind golf shots, whereas Cypress Point is really in front of you, even though it's incredibly difficult in spots, and it's just that one stretch is unbelievable. Tell me how you compare and contrast them a little bit.
Well, as you mentioned, yeah, Royal County Down is, you know, the ultimate links course, with such a unique routing, and as you mentioned, so many blind shots, you know, and all you have in front of you are, you know, the gorse and the heather and hills and dunes and aiming sticks perched on top of a sand dune. And that's your target. because when you're standing on a tee box, unless you've been there umpteen times, you have no clue. And even if you have, we all know the weather changes so dramatically from day to day. So you have that to contend with. So it's a pretty amazing experience, and the scenery and just the whole setting is unbelievable. And then you get to over here on the other side of the world at Cyprus, and you know, like you said, it's pretty much right in front of you. The setting alone just kind of sets it apart, and you know, it's just, you know, that 16th hole, that one stretch, 15, 16, 17. Nothing like it in the world. It's amazing. And the only disappointing thing, as I'm sure you might agree, is the finishing hole. You know, it's a little bit bland, not much to it. But, you know, you kind of don't think about that much coming off the previous stretch of holes. So it's just unbelievable setting. Monterey Peninsula doesn't get any better down there.
All right, let's, obviously two great answers for your first question. Let's move on. The destination, and given that you've been all over the world, five continents, 50 states, there have to be, as you said earlier, I said, what's there still left to do? And you said a lot. What destination is at the top of your golf travel bucket list? Where haven't you been that you really want to go?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. The one destination I've always wanted to go to growing up was Australia. Okay, this is long before I knew anything about golf, was involved in golf, never played the game. Ironically, some years after I got into golf and started traveling a lot more to play, I find myself going to New Zealand. So I got close. So now, knowing what I know about golf, Australia still remains top of the go-to list. So that's my bucket list destination is Australia still. And as I mentioned earlier, South America is another one, so I can knock off my last continent to play golf.
That's pretty amazing, because seeing the pictures that I've seen that you shot when you were in New Zealand, it never even occurred to me that you haven't been to Australia. And, you know, obviously we've documented it well on this show. I went last year, and it's pretty crazy good, you know, mainland Australia, but especially going to Tasmania and King Island is just got to be on top of anyone's bucket list. So I can totally understand that. So you've been to some crazy places over time. Where's the best place you've ever stayed?
Hands down, Hooker Lodge in New Zealand.
Where is that in relationship to the golf courses?
This place is on Lake Taupo in the North Island, not too far from Wairakei Golf Club. It sits right, I mean, where they put me up, I mean, I had the privilege of staying in the owner's lodge. I guess they couldn't sell it for that night, so they put me there. this place is, I mean, it's bigger than my home. Sitting right on the river. I mean, four bedrooms, kitchen, office, living room, dining room, the whole kit and caboodle, backyard with a hot tub, overlooking the river there right near Hooker Falls. I mean, I thought I'd just gone to heaven right there. The only problem was, as is the case on many of these trips, I was alone.
No, no.
So, but no, that was an amazing spot. And, you know, it was funny at the moment that I stayed there, because walking up to we're being escorted up by the general manager, you know, he offered me an opportunity for a massage. I'll never forget this. And he says, yeah, we can set that up for you. You know, and I said, well, what time do you need me to be down to the lodge? He says, no. We'll send the masseuse up here. Don't worry about it. You don't have to leave. So it was that was a pretty amazing experience. That would have to rank at the top of my list of places I've stayed.
Let me ask you a question about New Zealand in general, because we've talked about this on the show. Did you see any snakes while you were there?
I never saw a snake.
Because I get every time I mention Australia, when I was going, when I was there, everybody just told me, look out for the snakes. And I never saw a snake the entire time I was on my trip. You went to New Zealand. You never saw a snake the whole time you were there. I'm convinced somebody is just trying to punk me and make me believe there are lots of snakes.
No, so. Nor did I ever see a kiwi bird.
It's all made up. The whole thing is made up.
It's all a myth, yeah.
But you did get a massage.
Oh, I got the massage all right.
Okay. All right, good. That's the only thing that I really care about. Let's move on. The single best thing, and I'm sure you've eaten some things, the single best thing you've ever eaten on a trip and where?
That's a tough one, because we've all had so many great meals all over the world. I'll kind of turn it around a little bit and I'll say the best eating experience I've ever had was kind of a mini buffet of crab, oysters, caviar, sushi, shrimp, all those sea delectables, maybe a few other items from a pop-up food tent next to the Third Green at Pebble Beach during their food and wine event. I would say that was probably the ultimate dining experience I've ever had.
I was wondering if the food and wine event was going to be your answer to this question, because obviously I've seen your pictures and we ran a story one year that you had written about it. And it's one of those things that I keep trying to talk my way into, and the timing just never works out. But the food and wine festival or whatever it is at Pebble Beach just looks like it's phenomenal.
It is. Yeah. You should definitely try to get in there. It's coming up, I think, again in April. It goes on every year.
So moving on, besides the golf and the people, because I think we all agree that those are the most important things, what else is the most important thing to you on a golf trip?
Really, the most important thing for me is just exploring the area, you know, getting away from the property if I'm able to. You know, a lot of these trips are, you know, when you go on the group trips, as you know, they're all designed to keep you playing golf from all day long. And, you know, I try to steer away from that. You know, I would rather spend my time, you know, whatever time I have to myself, you know, experiencing where I'm at, you know, going, you know, partaking in different adventures, things to do aside from the golf, besides sitting by a pool or on a beach. So, I mean, that's just me. I know some of these guys go on these trips and they just can't get enough golf, but that's not what I'm all about. I need to experience the destination.
Yeah, except that our friend Eric Hart, I think, just threw up a little bit in his mouth probably listening to this, because he's like the exact opposite of you. He wants to hit every possible course, and to the point that when I've traveled with him, I felt like I was going to die sometimes from too much golf, from over golf exposure.
Yeah, I just got a taste of that with Eric down in Dunsante Bay a few weeks ago.
That's right.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He was the epitome of what you just said.
You know how there are gym rats? Eric's a golf rat.
Yes, he is. Definitely in a good way, though.
No, in the best way, and it's what he loves.
Yes, so, exactly. Come on.
All right, we've talked about the fact that at some point relatively soon, 2 Under will be the golf apparel you can't live without. But before you get to that, what is the one piece of golf apparel or equipment that you can't live without?
Well, most recently, it's been my rangefinder, I think, since my depth perception is diminishing rapidly.
I know that one.
So, yeah, I can't live without the rangefinder these days. But you know what? Also, in terms of apparel, I've really found myself getting used to wearing the compression arm sleeves. Not just, you know, really for comfort or muscle relaxation, but also to keep the sun off. You know, you don't have to worry about spreading suntan lotion all over your body. So this kind of acts as a dual purpose. And then, you know, if I know I'm going to be walking a golf course, I'll wear the compression socks. You know, that really, I find that helps with the calf muscles. So I'm a big fan of those.
That sounds great. What kind of rangefinder do you prefer? Do you have a favorite one?
Yeah, I have the Golf Buddy.
That's so cute. Isn't love it? That. I love that name.
Don't you? That's why I picked it up. my nickname when I was younger from an old friend of mine used to be Little Buddy.
There you go.
I had never seen the compression sleeves before, but a friend of mine who we've mentioned on the show before, Mike Smee, has them. And anytime like we're playing somewhere, if it just starts to get cool, you know, and he's wearing short sleeves, he throws those on and they're like the perfect kind of middle ground for what he's doing. And they interest me in a way, and I've never ever tried them, but I think now that you have reinforced that they are a great product, I might have to try them.
I find them very comfortable. They're not a hindrance at all. And it does also alleviate you from having to wear a jacket, you know,
right.
It does provide some warmth, but also I wear them in the heat too. Surprisingly, you don't feel hot. Your arms don't get hot when you wear them. It almost brings a sense of coolness because it's deflected in the sun.
Very interesting. All right, question 7. Obviously, you and I have played together. I don't know that I've ever beaten you. What's your handicap, and what tees and yardage do you generally play from? And, you know, Mitch and I like to follow this up with a question of, are you one of these guys who will play from pretty much anywhere depending on the group, or, and do you like to move around tee box? Just tell us kind of about how you approach the game.
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm probably an unofficial, which is why it's around a 16. You know, I don't keep an official handicap. I haven't done that for a lot of years. It's just not the way I like to, as you just mentioned, approach the game. I mean, I know my skill level, and I'm out there to have a good time. And, you know, if I can take a few bucks by hustling one of my buddies, I'll do it. But
from Darren, you mean?
Well, Darren, I would take more than a few bucks.
Okay.
He said buddies.
So wrong on both counts.
Oh boy.
So you're open to just kind of moving around and playing from all over.
It minds me no difference. You know, I'm like I said, I'm out to be with buddies and play with whoever, wherever they want to play, women, men, both sexes. I don't care who it is. So it doesn't matter. I generally enjoy around the 64 to 6,600 yard mark. Although I'd have to say that probably the most masochistic thing I ever did in my golfing career was playing the tips at Spyglass one day. And that brought me down to earth pretty quick in terms of my skill level.
I did that one time with our friend Ryan Hyman from iGolf Reviews. I played the tips at Pacific Dunes. Those guys all playing modern equipment, and I played with the Hickories. And it's an eye-opening experience when you step back to where the pros play it from.
All right, let's move on to number 8. And this is, I don't know if you can pick one person, because I'm sure that you've spent a good part of your life meeting and traveling with and playing golf with interesting people. If you had to pick one, who's the most interesting person you've ever golfed with?
You know, I'll tell you what, about 10 years ago, now I think, no, maybe longer than that, 12, 14 years ago, there were these two kids. I say kids because they were a few years younger than myself, from New Zealand, ironically. They were on a quest to play a round of golf every day for a year. So that's 365 rounds around the world. So they started off in Australia right off the bat. And then they flew overnight here to San Francisco, and I helped set them up with a couple courses here. And I played a couple rounds with them, and then they continued on throughout the year and ended up back in New Zealand. But, you know, that was pretty interesting to see what these guys were about to undertake. I mean, you talk about my quest to play Death Valley and Sierra Star in one day. These guys were playing a round of golf every day for a year around the world. So, you know, you can imagine the, you know, just the logistics alone and setting up that itinerary was pretty extraordinary. That was a pretty interesting couple of guys that I played with. There was another guy, I was thinking about this, GM at Mauna Kea years ago I played with. And, you know, it would have been nice, even though we were in the same foursome, it would have been nice to play together with him and get to know him, except for the fact that he walked the entire round because he spent the time as he was walking up the fairways and on the greens picking weeds.
Wow.
That's all he did. I mean, he was playing, but as you know, after each shot, he would continue his walk. And every time he saw a weed in the fairway or the green, he would bend down to pick it up.
So was that an interesting round, or would you use another word?
It was an interesting round for me. But like I said, you know, I didn't get to know my playing partner too well.
It shows an extraordinary love of the golf course, though.
Oh my God! Yeah, of course it does. Yeah, I
mean, unbelievable.
Did you learn anything about weeds?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Did you offer him a small flask of Roundup that he could just use?
Bravo! No,
he was happy with his weed picker.
All right. Question number 9. You've been a lot of places. We've established that. What's the one golf course you wish everyone knew about? What's the place that flies under the radar that makes you crazy that it does?
It's pretty close to home here. And it's actually about 45 minutes away from me up in Sonoma Wine Country, right on the Russian River. Darren, you might know this one, Northwood.
Yeah, I've never been to Northwood, but I've heard just great things about it.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I saw Vic at the PGA show and I mentioned it to him, and even he's never played Northwood. I'm just amazed, you know, how many people in our circles have never played it. A lot of them have never even heard of it. But it's a McKenzie nine-holer just tucked away in the redwoods along the Russian River. And it's, you know, it's a McKenzie masterpiece that he built up there. And, as part of the Bohemian Club up there in the along the river. So, I mean, you know, you got guys showing up in jeans and T-shirts. Just one of those down-home, come-as-you-are golf courses. The owners keep it in great shape. You know, but you play there, and the fairways are, like, as narrow as bowling alleys. So, you know, you look at the scorecard and the yardages on there just really don't paint a true picture of how testy the layout is. And the other great thing about it is, you know, depending upon the time element, you know, you can play 9 there, and then literally, you know, you can go from the redwoods a half hour away, you'd be on the coast, right on the Pacific Ocean, play 18 more a golf course called Bodega Harbor. So it's, you know, another one of those California experiences. We're pretty spoiled here, or at least I think I am here with golf in Northern California, so... You know, sure, I've traveled all over the world and played a lot of great courses, but there's not a lot that compares right here in my backyard.
Yeah, definitely. I need to get up there and play that one with you at some point.
All right, we're going to end this. We've done 9 questions, but because you're so special to us, we're going to ask you a bonus question. We're going to give you a chance to tell us the coolest, weirdest, craziest thing, not all 3 of those. Any one, maybe 2, possibly 3, thing you've ever seen or done on a golf course.
So basically, what's your best golf course story?
My best golf course story is a golf hole. It's not a course. It's the extreme 19th hole in South Africa. Familiar with
it? Is that the one that drops down about 6 million feet?
Yes, you are correct.
The one you take the helicopter and all that?
Yeah, it's at the property called Legend Golf and Safari Resort in about a couple hours out of, not Cape Town, what's that other big city there?
Johannesburg.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I knew you were here for a reason, Mitch. Okay.
Oh, that's it?
So they take you up in a helicopter. Go up about 1,400 feet up on a cliff top, and you are literally standing. They have an artificial turf set up there, literally on the edge of that cliff, and you're standing there. There's no post, there's no fence, there's no protective barrier. You're just looking straight down below at a green in the shape of Africa. And you got to tee up your ball. They give you 6 balls to play with, but really only the first one counts against your score. Okay, so, and they've got spotters down below. You tee it off, and they, you know, they're on walkie-talkies from up top to down below, and they tell you where or if your ball landed somewhere. And then you proceed to play on. They take you back down in a helicopter to the green, and you finish off the hole. So it's that's probably about the most dramatic golf hole I've ever played and probably ever will play.
Yeah, kind of tough to top that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how you possibly could. Your caddy's up there with you, and you say, what's the yardage? And he says, well, it's 130 yards, you know, if you were walking on the ground, but it's 6,000 feet.
Well, I mean, they tell you it plays around 270 yards.
Right.
You know, so, you know, whatever you
hit 270.
Distance, yeah. You know, whatever you hit 270.
Yeah.
For me, it would be a double driver.
But. I was going to say, then you got to hit 3 clubs, 3 shots.
You know, and then you got to wait another 25 to 30 seconds before you even know where, or like I said, if your ball landed down on the ground. So it's a pretty amazing feat that you have to do. But even more amazing, as I might finish off the story, is I parred the hole.
Nice.
Nice. So everything else after that has just been kind of...
It's all downhill after that.
It doesn't matter because you say, well, I parred that hole.
So I peaked cool. early, and I was done. That's it.
Cool.
Robert, do you have a hole-in-one?
I have 2. Not a.
Were they anywhere significant?
Anywhere significant?
Well, like I have a hole-in-one at Pebble Beach. Were either of your 2 at some place... glamorous or just run-of-the-mill golf courses in your backyard?
One was at Stanford.
Nice.
Golf club, and the other was down at the Biltmore Scottsdale.
Quality. All right.
Yeah, not bad. Saw them both go in.
Mitch tells me we have to wrap it up, so...
We do. We could go on for a long time. Hopefully we'll have you back, Robert. A lot to talk about. Thank you. Thank you for some great answers. You've given us a lot to think about, and we're thrilled that you join us here on Talking Golf Getaways. And we will see you around. Happy trails, good golfing. Again, you can find Robert and a lot about his great photographs. He's got some other really interesting stories. Next time, I want to find out which 3 of your photos as a photojournalist reside in the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're going to find that out next time we talk to you. You can find Robert at California_golf on Twitter, at PictureParfect, PARFECT on Instagram. And Darren, great show. And as always, thanks to the listeners for being here.
Well, yeah. Next time Robert's on the show too, we're going to tell a great story about how one of our favorite golf attendants anywhere, Willie at Kukui'ula, tried to get Robert and I to do a couples massage together. So
wait, okay. I'm not sure about that.
As always, though, we want to thank the listeners. Couldn't do it without them. Hit us up on the Twitters. I am at Getaways Golf. Mitch is at Mitch Lawrence. That's MitchLaurance. Or use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, hashtag 2 Haggis Bags. When Robert's here, you can call us 3 Haggis Bags if you like.
Wow, you let him into that exclusive club.
That's high
praise indeed.
Part of the family.
Well, we're glad to have you. If you enjoy Talking Golf Getaways, you can share us on social medias. You can rate us on iTunes, help us spread the word about the best in golf travel. Don't forget, once again, to check out 2under, TUNDR.com. Use promo code GNN20 for 20% off.
Not TUNDR. 2 2UNDR.com. I keep trying to make that mistake too.
The number 2UNDR.com.
Correct.
They'll get it, Darren. They're gonna get it. Trust me, literally and figuratively. We're glad Robert's been here again. He's run down a lot of dreams. We hope you run down yours. Get out there, play some golf, travel, do what we love. Tom Petty, still with us. Take it away.